More than 100,000 ethnic Tibetans live in India. They started arriving there in 1959. That's when the Dalai Lama fled Tibet during a Chinese crackdown. Many Tibetans hope to return one day if their homeland ever becomes independent of China. Meanwhile, they preserve their culture. They speak Tibetan, they wear Tibetan clothing, and they cook Tibetan food. Jill Ryan caught up with two Tibetan brothers who serve up their native cuisine every day in the western Indian city of Ahmedabad.
On a busy road along the Sabarmati River, children play and goats scavenge through trash by a row of ramshackle buildings. In one, two brothers cook up some of the only Tibetan food in the city.
Chili, cabbage, carrot, and soya sauce and masala. I am cooking shabtak. Shabtak means beef slice, dry fry.
Charing Wangdu and his older brother Charing Dongdup have been whipping up dishes like shaptuk and thukpa, or noodle soup, since they came here looking for work in 2000. The fact that their restaurant has dirt floors and only three walls doesn't seem to bother the lunchtime crowd. They come here for dishes that are similar to what you'd find at a Chinese restaurant.
Fried momo.
One of the restaurant's main draws are the dumplings, or momos, that the brothers make each morning. Wangdu rolls a ball of smooth white dough into a small disc, and Dongdup spoons ground meat and vegetables in the middle. He pinches the edges together, just like his parents taught him as a kid.
During the time of my mother and father, they had a momo shop. They used to sell vegetable momos and thukpa.
That momo shop is where Wangdu and Dongdup learned much of what they know about Tibet, because the two have never actually been there. They were born in northern India after their parents fled Tibet with the Dalai Lama. Their parents spoke Tibetan, they celebrated ethnic festivals and drank traditional butter tea, and as a result, the brothers grew up thinking of Tibet as home. They haven't become Indian citizens, and they're classified as refugees, even though, Wangdu says, it means they have to renew their passports each year and give up certain rights.
I want to be a Tibetan only. If one becomes an Indian and the other also becomes an Indian, then Tibet will eventually become extinct.
In the meantime, Dongdup says they're considered outsiders in the only country they've ever lived.
It can be difficult. Sometimes people call me Chinese or they call me Nepali. They look at us like we're the odd ones out.
Wangdu and Dongdup say they hope to move to Tibet in their lifetime, but they have another, less hypothetical move in their near future. The Ahmedabad city government is planning to develop the riverfront property where their restaurant sits. They'll probably have to close within 6 months. But the brothers say they're not worried. They say they'll find some way to start a new shop so they can continue to make thukpa broth and roll out momo dough every morning. For The World, I'm Jill Ryan.